I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The State Department of Health is confirming three new cases of measles in the state. In January, three cases of measles were confirmed in the Atlanta area. That brings the total for 2019 to six cases between two families. There had been six measles cases in Georgia in the last 14 years before the six cases this year. This comes as the nation is experiencing its highest rate of measles cases since the disease was eliminated from the United States in the year 2000. Well, in spite of a higher volume of patients and a revenue increase of more than $32 million over the last year, the AU Health System, which runs hospitals and other medical care facilities associated with Augusta University, shows a $24 million loss through the first 9 months of the fiscal year. CEO Lee Ann Liska told the Augusta Chronicle that she believes the massive loss is the result of bookkeeping errors, particularly related to the integration of AU Medical Associates into the AU Health System at the beginning of the year. Some accounting errors connected to Medicaid reimbursements were also recently discovered. Well, calls for reparation for slavery at Georgia's flagship public university are growing, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Slave labor built much of the University of Georgia, where the student body is 7% black. Meanwhile, 30% of Georgians are black. That's why a coalition of student and faculty activists, along with civil rights leaders, are asking for free tuition for slave descendants or any black student from Athens-Clarke County. Student Rochelle Berry heads the group Athens for Everyone. She says the group also wants a $15 an hour wage for the university's blue-collar workers.
Today, the descendants of those slaves work at this university for poverty wages.
A march in support of reparations is planned for Monday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Tybee Island is expecting big crowds this weekend for Orange Crush. The annual spring break beach party could draw thousands. Officials say they don't know exactly how many people plan to attend, in part because the event doesn't have a special events permit. WTOC reports that there will be extra law enforcement on hand. In addition to Tybee Police, the County Sheriff's Office, County Police, Savannah State Police, and State Patrol are providing officers. Tybee Mayor Jason Buelterman says the city could seek to recoup the costs of the extra law enforcement from the event organizers. He also says officials are taking extra steps to keep beachgoers safe from dangerous currents around the sandbar on the south end of the island. And you've heard of the state bird, the state mammal, and even the state flower, but one lawmaker says recognizing a fish found in Georgia's rivers could help the environment and the economy.
This is an extremely low-cost thing that the state of Georgia can do when they name something that's unique and special to help small businesses.
Take a trip to the Flint River and meet the shoal bass today on All Things Considered as our Wild Georgia series continues. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves were beaten by the Cincinnati Reds last night, final score 4-2. With 12 wins and 12 losses, the Braves are now third in the division standings, but only one game out of first place. Atlanta will look to get on track tonight at home against the Colorado Rockies. First pitch is at 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.